أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نظر قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أفضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أعني أبا القاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وصهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى أوصيائه لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلاة على محمد. We are not related together . We have not known each other from before, and nor are we in any business deal, but we're still all here for the sake of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. For the sake of the Imam, that is the biggest bond between all the Muslims and all the mu'mineen, all the believers in the Imam alayhi salam. Our biggest relation with each other is that we are all Husseinis. We're all followers of the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We all commemorate the martyrdom. We all remember the fadail of Imam alayhi salam. In these series of majalis, I've chosen the statement of the Holy Prophet where he says, indeed, surely, verily, Hussein is a light of guidance and an ark of saving the people from hell and from misguidance. A very famous tradition that probably every single child of the Shia world knows. The Imam, who the Holy Prophet indicated from his childhood in different places, in the house, in the mosque, outside in the streets, how much he loves him and how much he cares for him. Very famous stories. Hazrat Sheikh Hussain Muzahari says that narrating a story is not important. The result that should be taken from the story is very important. Even a child can narrate a story. Many times we hear the stories, but we do not take the lessons from them. Azim Ali says that Ma aktharul ibar wa aqallul i'tibar. There are many stories that we should take lessons from, but there are very few people who take lessons from them. Very few people who learn from these things. Even in our own lives, we see so many incidents, but we hardly learn from them. They say a fool is one who does not learn until he makes a mistake. And wise is he who learns from another person's mistake. But what shall we say about the people who keep making mistakes and never learn? May Allah protect us from being amongst those who keep making mistakes and never learn. So the Holy Prophet indicated many times. The famous incident is that the Holy Prophet is on the minbar, on the pulpit, and he sees this small boy of about 3 or 4 who is running, wearing the long Arab shirt which comes up to your feet. And that child is running. Hence, his foot falls into that shirt and is about to drop on the floor. The Holy Prophet leaves the minbar, runs to the child, holds him so he does not drop, picks him up, brings him to the minbar and says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ هَذَا حُسَيْنٌ فَعْرِفُوهُ. O people, this is Hussein. Have his recognition, understand him, have his ma'rifah. Many times in many of the du'as you always read, Allahumma arrifni nafsak. O Allah, introduce me to yourself. Give me your understanding, because if I do not know you, I will not know your Prophet. O Allah, introduce me to your Prophet, because if I do not know your Prophet, I would not know the Hujjah, the Imam of the time, your proof, your evidence. O Allah, introduce me to your Hujjah, because if you do not introduce me to your Hujjah, ضَلَلْتُ andini. It does not continue that I will not know him and I will not know him and I will... No, he says if you do not know the Imam of your time, then you will be away from your own religion, you will be misguided. ضَلَلْتُ andini. In Surah Fatiha you say, وَلَضَّالِينَ. Do not make me amongst the people who are misguided, misled, astray. And in this dua you say, O Allah, after finishing my prayer, I'm saying that introduce me to all of these, to yourself, to the Prophet and the Imam, so I am not misguided. The Holy Prophet is saying, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O people, هَذَا حُسَيْنٌ. O people, this is Hussein. فَعْرِفُوهُ. Understand him, know him. Introduce yourself to him. And introduce him to yourselves. فَعْرِفُوهُ. You should know him. You should have his ma'rifah. Ya Rasulullah, with due respect to yourself, with respect to your prophethood, these people in the masjid, they're all your sahaba, your companions. They all know you, your son-in-law and your grandsons, Hassan and Hussein. You don't have a big family, so they would not know who this person is. They all know this is Hussein. What do you want us to understand from Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam? He continues, هَذَا حُسَيْنٌ فَعْرِفُوهُ. This is my son. Understand him. Introduce yourselves to him. And introduce him to yourselves. Not only that, he continues in the wrong tradition and he says, فَانْصُرُوهُ. And if he needs, then help him. I need your attention. The Holy Prophet is saying, فَانْصُرُوهُ. He is using the command, an order, meaning you must help Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. He is ordering us all, his companions, and through his companions, all of the other people, all the Muslims. The Holy Prophet is saying, فَانْصُرُوهُ, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam is saying in Ashura, and even today, هَلْ مِنْ نَاسِنَ يَنْصُرُنَا. Are they people who will help me? Who would help us? The cause? Remember the word of the Holy Prophet? فَانْصُرُوهُ. Help him. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam is saying, I am introducing myself. When he came in the plains of Karbala, he said, O people, you know who I am. I am the son of Ali and Zahra, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, the brother of Hassan. My uncle is Jafar al-Tayyar. My father's uncle is Hamza. We are the family who have given everything for the sake of Islam. This imamah that I wear belongs to the Holy Prophet. This dress that I wear belongs to the Holy Prophet. This sword that I carry belongs to the Holy Prophet. This camel that I'm riding on belongs to the Holy Prophet. Yabna Rasulullah, O son of the Holy Prophet, why do you need to tell them all of these things? Because they respected the Holy Prophet. They respected the teachings of the Holy Prophet. And yet, they were not respecting the blood of the Holy Prophet Hussein ibn Ali, the successor of the Holy Prophet Hussein ibn Ali. And he continued. But the end of it, the end of the sermon was, إِنَّكُمْ عَاسٍ لِأَمْرِي. You're all going to disobey my orders. None of you are going to listen to me because لَقَدْ مُلِئَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Indeed, your stomachs are full of haram food, forbidden things. The lesson Imam Hussein is giving is that when you have haram, when you eat haram, then it stops you from following the haq, the truth. You listen to it, you read it in Quran, through the traditions of the Holy Prophet, through the traditions of the Imams, but it does not have the effect it should have on you. Your stomachs are full of haram, he says. Who is Hussein ibn Ali? Let's just come to know the history of Imam Hussein alayhi salam briefly. Born on 3rd of Sha'ban, in the 3rd Hijrah or the 4th. And he was killed in Muharram, 61 Hijrah. The month that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born in, there is no martyrdom in that month. There is no shahadat in that month. And the month Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed in, there is no veladat, there is no birthday of any Imam or Prophet in that month. Sheikh Jafar al-Shustri says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want a happy occasion in the month that Imam Hussain alayhi salam was killed in. And he did not want a sad occasion in the month that Imam Hussain alayhi salam was born in. Hence he kept these 2 months specified with Hussein ibn Ali. Even in the month of Safar, there is a birthday of the 7th Imam alayhi salam, on the 7th of Safar. The month where the Holy Prophet passed away. Even in the month of Rajab, there are shahadat of the Imams. Even in the month of Ramadan, Imam alayhi salam shahadat. But only in Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. There is no martyrdom in that month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified it. Sheikh Jafar al-Shushtari has a book called Khasa'isul Husainiyya, the specified things with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. These are specified things. It is not permissible in Islam to eat dust, to eat the earth, even though it is tahir and also mutahir. You use it for tayammum. The Holy Prophet says, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The earth has been made a means of purification for me and also a means of prostration for me. Sajda. But even the dust and the earth from the Holy Prophet's grave is not permissible for us to eat. Even from the Imams, even from Hazrat Fatima salamullahi alayha. But from the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, it is called khaki shafa. You're allowed to only eat small amount, not like food. Small amount as a means of cure, means of medicine. It's only shafa. It cures you, a remedy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the land holy land because of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one of the things that is specified in Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The things which are directly and only restricted for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is said in the harams of every imam, when you go there, at least one dua, the first dua is accepted. Sometimes at least three duas in some traditions. The tradition that says that the first dua is accepted says, when you go to the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah, it is also known to be Haramullah. Then at least three duas are accepted, the first three duas. And when you come to the haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then again, there are three duas again which are accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it specified with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Were he specified with himself? He kept it specified with himself. Only him, even not his prophet and not the imams. There are so many other specified things with Sayyidul Shuhada, only and only because of the sacrifices he made in the plains of Karbala. No prophet, no imam has made so many sacrifices as Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. However, we do count the sacrifices of the Imam alayhi salam as the sacrifices of the Holy Prophet. That every sacrifice that Hussein ibn Ali has made, these are directly or indirectly sacrifices of the Holy Prophet. As the Holy Prophet says, Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein. Look at this point that I want to make. Say a lot of salawat, inshallah, everyone. Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi, a great scholar of Ahlus Sunnat, of our Sunni brothers, that passed away some 100 years ago, probably more, from India, has a book called Sirru Shahadatain, Secret of the Two Martyrdoms. Everyone listening to me, inshallah, I hope you're all understanding as well. If you're not understanding what I'm saying, then say aloud salawat, everyone. So alhamdulillah, you're understanding. Say a lot of salawats for the sake of faith, inshaAllah. Muhammad Ali. I've fooled many people with this salawat, but alhamdulillah, people would be paying attention. Sirru Shahadatain, the book by Muhaddis Dehlavi, a very great scholar. In that book he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave everything to his prophet. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave many miracles to the previous prophets, messengers. Anbiya. He says, all the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to all the messengers, all of those things put together, and even more, he gave to his own messenger, the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even more. But then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave all of these things to the Holy Prophet, but he did not give one thing that he gave to many of his prophets. That is shahadat, martyrdom, according to Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi. According to our scholars, Allama Majlisi and the others, they say every imam, especially the 14 infallibles, are all shaheed. May Allah give a long life to the Prophet Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi says that all of these prophets, whatever they were given, the Holy Prophet was given all of it and even more than what they were given, except for one thing, that is shahadat. But then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two grandsons to the Holy Prophet, Hassan and Hussein, alayhi salam. He says there are two types of martyrdoms, Sirri and Alani. Hidden martyrdom and apparent open martyrdom. The hidden is made through giving poison, and the apparent is through the strike of a sword. He says these two types of martyrdoms exist in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give martyrdom to the Holy Prophet, but He gave these two types of martyrdoms to His two grandsons. The hidden martyrdom to Imam Hassan, and the open martyrdom to his grandson Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Hence, these two martyrdoms are not the martyrdoms of his two grandsons, these are martyrdoms of the Holy Prophet. This is Shaykh Muhaddis Dehlvi speaking, not myself. I need your attention here. He says these two martyrdoms are martyrdoms of the Holy Prophet. I would say, O Shaykh Muhaddis Dehlvi, if these two martyrdoms, these two shahadats are the shahadats of the Holy Prophet, then the killer of these two grandsons of the two Imams are not the killers of Hassan and Hussein, they are killers of the Holy Prophet. And the killer of the Holy Prophet would not be radiallahu anhu. Because the whole purpose is the person who pleases the Holy Prophet is radiallahu anhu. Whoever pleases the Holy Prophet has pleased the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord. Hence, radiallahu anhu is the person who pleases the Holy Prophet. The one who kills Imam Hussein or Imam Hassan cannot be the one who pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the killer of these two is the killer of the Holy Prophet. Look at these depths that we are given through the teachings of the Holy Prophet about the Imams. The famous story of Futrus, the angel who had actually been cured through touching off Imam Hussein's feet. Some say not only the feet, in fact, when he came to the room where Imam Hussein was, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in a cradle. So he touched the place where his wings used to grow, on that cradle. If an angel can be cured through touching of the cradle, then why cannot a person be cured through touching the dhari of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Today when you see a miracle in the dhari of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, do not be surprised, as every miracle can be seen through that person who lies inside, who is inside. When the great scholar said Sharafuddin al-Musawi, today I'm wearing too many clothes, so I'm very hot. Especially from where I'm coming, it is quite cold there, and today I did not expect it to be so hot. So say Allah salawat, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me some coolness inside. Look at this depth. When Sayyid Sharafuddin al-Musawi and the only scholar, amongst the two scholars who went in the 20th century to Hajj, and they led the prayers inside Masjidul Haram, Khanah Kaaba. Only two scholars, two Shia scholars, led prayers inside. Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim, in 1968, and before him said Sharafuddin al-Musawi. In the 20th century, only two scholars, two Shia scholars. When Sayyid Sharafuddin al-Musawi went for Hajj, King Faisal wanted to see him because he had heard so much about him. This person who has written An-Nas wal-Ijtihad, Al-Muraji'at, all of these books, The Right Path and other books, which are translated into English as well. A great scholar that many of my Sunni friends who've converted to Shiaism, they've actually converted through these books. Through the books of Sharafuddin Musawi, who was from Lebanon. After having studied in Najaf, he went back to Lebanon and then to Egypt, where he converted many Sunni people, where he had many writings between him and the other scholars and debates. When he went to Hajj, King Faisal wanted to see him. And you must remember that King Faisal's father had destroyed Jannatul Baqi. When Sayyid Sharafuddin al-Musawi went to the palace after the invitation, they say King Faisal said to him, why do you all go to the clay and the bricks of the grave of the Holy Prophet and the gold and the silver of the graves of the Aimma alayhi salam, the Dharih, and you touch it and you kiss it? Why do you commit that shirk, that bid'at, which is haram? Why do you do that? He said, when the time comes, I'll answer you for that. He said, fine, it's up to you. They were talking and a person came and he said, for Malik Fahd, for the King Fahd, we have actually brought, for the King Faisal, we have brought a Quran or some pieces of the Holy Quran from the time of the Holy Prophet, which is written on the skin of a deer, and it was covered with some gold and some velvet, some nice cloth. So as soon as King Faisal got it, he took it, kissed it, and placed it on his eyes. As soon as he performed this, Ayatollah Sayyid Sharafuddin Musavi stood up and he said, shirk, bid'at, haram. He said, what happened to you? Why are you saying all of these words? He said, don't you recall earlier on you said to me that when you go to the grave of the Holy Prophet, you start kissing the bricks and the clay on the grave, and when you go to the graves of your imams, you kiss the gold and the silver. Aren't you doing the same thing? Aren't you kissing the cloth and the gold inside? He said, it is not the cloth, not the gold. It is the Quran inside that I am showing my respect to. He said, the same way we do not kiss the bricks, not the clay, not the gold, not the silver. It is the Prophet and the Ali Prophet. The Prophet and his progeny, due to which we kiss the bricks and the gold and silver. Faisal said, this year I allow all of the Shias to go and visit Jannatul Baqi. And this year you will lead the prayer, because he understood the purpose behind that criticism of Sayyid Sharafuddin Musavi. It is not the bricks, it is the Holy Prophet. If a shaheed is alive, the Quran says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not even imagine, do not think that these people who die in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead, they are alive. How does a person become shaheed? Please pay attention. Who is shaheed? Two people go to war, one is maqtool, one is known to be dead, and the other one is called shaheed, eternal person who lives forever. Why? Because the person who we call shaheed said, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness there is that Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That's what he says shahadatain. We call him shaheed. If a person, by giving the shahadat on the oneness of God and the prophethood of the Holy Prophet, becomes shaheed when he dies, then how could that prophet be dead on whose prophethood one bears witness and becomes shaheed? This shaheed is not dead. How could the prophet be dead? He is alive. Inshallah, in the oncoming majalis, I'll give you more proofs. Probably I should transfer it to Urdu. Is it time? Salat salawat, everyone.